Welcome to the second episode of the hashtag Bleed Green co-curricular podcast. Delighted to say we're joined by five students from across different year groups today. And of course, I'm joined by Mr. King. Mr. King, how are you today?
Very well, sir. And I'm very pleased that we've got a second edition out of this. I'm glad we've been backed financially to be able to produce a second podcast after the great success. And thanks very much for everyone listening to the first one.
It went down very well and pleased with the feedback. I haven't got away with the old cheddar cheese comment yet, but we'll get there. So let's welcome the guests today. We'll start in no particular order, very much focused on the kilometre challenge that we set up over the last half of term. They had 24 days to cover as many kilometres as possible, and it was either rowing, cycling, walking or running. And we have picked some of our athletes who maybe went above and beyond. So we have Josh from year 13, who cycled a staggering amount of kilometres, 1,473 to be precise, including a 100-mile cycle, which took just over 3 hours and 51 minutes. So a fantastic effort there. We're also joined by Ludlow and Sam in year 10, who won the running challenge, completing 213.01 kilometres. And I thought it was very cute how you managed to make sure you both got the 0.01 kilometres in there as well to make sure you finished together. We're joined by Cara in year 10 as well. Cara completed 142 kilometres, including a half marathon in an hour and 46 minutes. And then in year 9, Arjun, who probably caught some of the headlines for his achievements of 535 kilometres, including a 100-kilometre cycle, which consisted of 7 hours and 45 minutes on the bike and a elapsed time of 9 hours. And I'm sure we're looking forward to hearing more about that later on. So guys, firstly, over to you. Thank you for joining us. And how has your half term been?
Not much happened.
No, lockdown has kept it a little bit of a quiet one. Have you been able to carry on getting on running a bit more?
Me and Sam did that as much as we could because we felt quite sore after our challenge. So we said on our last run that we are going to take quite a long break over half term.
I did no running over half term whatsoever.
Ludlow, Sam and Cara, so it's so nice. Actually, you know, being good teachers we are, we've taught them all types of training in the last 3 weeks in GCSE PE. And in Strava, they were coming up with fartlek and interval sessions. So I thought it was very apt that they were doing the sessions we told them.
Please, they were taking the wise words on board of the PE department. Right, let's get into the kilometre challenge. And I'm probably going to pick on a few people. Josh, I'm going to start with you. Unbelievable, 1,473 kilometres covered in 24 days. Just talk me through a little bit and what sort of, you know, motivated you and why you decided to take it on and do that.
Well, to be honest, going into week one, I had very little idea of what to aim for. I didn't really know how far to go or how to pace it. But it all kind of spurred on from the competition with Mr. Orquette. So I used to cycle every day. After my ride, he would either match my distance or go slightly above or below. So for the first week, it was kind of a unspoken competition. And then at the end of week one, he rode 100K to beat me by a couple kilometres. So naturally, I had to match that. And then from after week one, it kind of set my benchmark of how far to aim for after each week until it reached week three, where I didn't have any intention of going over 400K, but Arjun's big effort just motivated me to do that 160K bike ride in the same week as the 100K on the Monday.
Yeah, just talk about that 100-mile cycle you did, which you have been described as, Arjun, as a machine. Lovely comment. You said also on that you didn't mean to do it, but you just kept turning the leg. You know, you just kept going and that's how you looked at it and approached it, or did you have a different mindset to that?
Yeah, so I didn't go into the ride expecting to do 160K. It was more of just I was going to push myself as far as my legs could really go because I was inspired by Arjun. So I set myself a goal at the start of the year to do a 100-mile bike ride, but I didn't know when. And I just thought, since it's during the challenge, I might as well go for it. Put on a good motivational playlist and made it all the way through.
So do you plug in some music and have a listen to some tunes as you're going the whole time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
On that, Diggs, yeah. as a fellow Swifter myself, how do you keep yourself motivated when you're sitting in your carport or your garage or, you know, spare room doing it? What do you keep going?
I'm quite entertained by Zwift. The chats on there can be quite entertaining. You're just racing, sometimes alongside pros. I've gone next to Chris Hoy before on the same bike ride. I just find it quite entertaining, just the chatting online, which you can't do in real life.
I must find, yeah, the thing about Swift I really enjoy is the fact that this morning I was on it, just drop that in there, sir. This morning I was on it, and I had matched a day two on this morning in front of you while I was doing it, catching up from last night. So doing two things at once. Do you look at wattage? Do you look at cadence? What are you looking at whilst you're on Swift?
Yeah, so I base it off of heart rate and wattage. I don't have a cadence meter, so I can't do it off cadence, but I just kind of set myself a watts per kg target of about 3.
And what's your FTP rides. At the moment?
It's about 220 to 230.
Yeah, I'm catching up.
The students on this podcast today have all the bragging rights on us. They beat us and us both on the trainers running and on the spike as well. So
do as we say, sir. Do as we say, not as we do.
Maybe they've got age on their side. Maybe let's head over to Kara again. I think quite similar, maybe to Josh when you did your half marathon. I think you just sort of happened again. Talk us through sort of a great time, 1:46. My best is 1:42, but we'll move on from that. What happened with your half marathon? What was your plan there?
Well, it was like a random Monday night and I was only planning to do like 5K or something like that. And I got to this 5K point and I was like, oh, I've never been down this route. So I thought I'd add it on. And then when I added it on, I realized it got me to 12K and I wasn't planning on it. So I probably went off too fast at the start. And then I kind of was like, you know what, why not? I might as well try for a half marathon. Not actually planning to finish it. But that night I was meant to be making dinner and I had my phone on my arm trying to call my mum going, Mum, do you mind making dinner? Because I think I'm going to complete a half marathon. She just didn't really say much and was really confused. And then I kind of just hung up and then carried on. And that was kind of it.
And do you listen to music as well? Are you sort of, or are you very much just you and the roads and the pavement plodding along? Or how do you sort of motivate yourself to do that?
Music, definitely. I like putting on like throwback playlists and then seeing what songs come up.
Throwback, are we talking 2015s? What are we talking, throwback?
Yeah, like 2010s, around there.
Oh, wow.
What's a throwback for you, sir?
The 1980s kind of person, sir.
Very good. Kara, and you mentioned your mum there. I saw that you went out for a couple of runs with your mum as well over the competition time. And how was that?
Oh, that's really fun. I love just plodding along next to her because...
Yeah, I think at one point you described it as a slower run because I'm with my mum.
Yeah.
So was that like a recovery run for you then, was it?
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun.
Is that sort of motivation from family quite important to help you sort of achieve not just the run, but also the sport and the level that you play to as well?
Yeah, I feel like allowing them to cheer you on and doing that just makes you want to do it more. If you're on your own, you've only kind of got yourself to push you through, whereas if you've got your family, it's a lot easier.
I like that. It's very nice to see students going out with their parents, interacting with their parents through physical activity. I know Mr. King is very positive towards that with his son and daughter as well. And it's great to see everyone out active. Right, Sam and Ludlow. Just pipped Kara to win that with 213 kilometres. And I'll be honest with you, as I was seeing it getting closer and closer, I could see that you boys were running together, which was lovely. And, you know, talking about Kara running with her mum and having motivation from that and you guys motivating each other. I did wonder how you would get the 0.01 in there, because I thought at one point one of you were going to lose it by 0.1 of a K, so it was good to see that you evened it up. So how was it, guys? Talk me through it. How did you get on?
At the start, we thought we'd do 5Ks every day, so quite like relaxed, nothing like maybe 10Ks to 15Ks. By the first week, we were like 10th or 11th, thinking, oh my God, we have to go much harder. Because we were expecting if we just stay consistent, we'd be quite high up, and the competition was way higher than we thought it was going to be. So we knew we had to up it from that point.
But it was quite difficult and we had to change our regime because we started off at 6 a.m. runs and we were, the first week was really good, you know, we were feeling pumped throughout the day. And then it got to the second week and we were, and I think it was like 6 a.m. I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, for God's sake, what am I doing? And I'm like, I'm not running this morning. I don't want to do this. I look at my phone and it's the best text I've seen from Sam, go, should we go this evening? And I was just like, yeah.
Who motivated who on that then?
I think it was kind of a silent motivation because we knew that we didn't want to let each other down. So we just kind of turn up every single day, get there, no matter how much we didn't want to do it. And yeah.
The first week, you were very much 6 a.m. people, run before school. Credit to you. And some of the staff saw it as well and thought, you know, credit to you guys planning your day well. And it is tricky into that second week, does get some people. How did you find the competition then? Were you very much driven by we want to win, or was it top five finished, or were you just internally intrinsic motivated by actually just wanting to achieve a set amount of Ks?
We saw Lucas Rowe on like 100K in the first week. We were thinking, there's no way we can get that. So we aimed for second and third, or second as a joint. And then, so we just kept trying to power through every week, looking at the leaderboard you sent out. So seeing how much higher we were, just trying to keep climbing. And eventually we found like certain competition, like Angela Matthews near the end. We saw her climbing on us. We had to keep tabs on people. to see who we had to stay slightly above by or slightly below. So it was quite interesting seeing other people trying to compete with us.
You haven't mentioned myself or Mr. King in that sort of competing with you there. Is there any reason for not mentioning us? Are we too far behind?
No, it's a very big competition. Very big competition also.
Yeah, both of you took on the altitude as well. You didn't just take the easy runs. You weren't keeping flat. I mean, you kept going up that red road the whole time as well. So, you know, not just was it a flat run, you guys took on some climbs as well. So I must congratulate you on that. Being as competitive as I am, was there ever the thought between the two of you you'd sneak out without the other one and try and top them?
No.
You liar. No. Ludlow, I know you better than that. I think you might have thought, I'll just do a quick five so I get ahead of Sam, no? You're very loyal, very loyal if you were.
Never thought about doing that. No.
No, neither. Right. I don't know why.
Okay. I think Mr. Sinclair was close behind you, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. At one point, we were feeling really good about ourselves and then we looked on Strava and saw he'd done 2 half marathons in a row or something, and we were like, right, okay, we've got to step it up a little bit. That was a bit annoying. Then with Angela Matthews, who came out of nowhere, me and Sam had a nice last run. We decided to do the red road, stop at the top, you know, and get back, and we're like, we've finally done it. And then we see that someone else is now clocked up. So the next day we had to do 2 separate 5Ks. We came back, had to go, and then had to go again because someone else had run. So
no.
Yeah,
it's good that it's motivated you and it's different people, and obviously the competition side is very, very important to you, and that's good, that's why it was there. Thank you, chaps. Right, Arjun, how are you getting on?
I'm getting on good. I want to get on better because after the KM challenge, I tried to get back on the road perhaps a little too early and I seemed to have injured my leg somewhere, so I decided, okay, I'll take it easy for a bit. And
not for the cricket season, Arjun, I hope. You'll be fit for that.
Mm-hmm. I haven't ridden for all of the half-term break.
That's fine. It's good to have some rest time, absolutely, especially the amount of cycling you've done. So, Arjun, 535 kilometres covered, a massive 100-kilometre cycle taking you 7 hours, 45 minutes. Some of the routes on Strava were just fantastic that you'd done. The maps, the circuits you chose. I just wonder if you could talk us through why you chose to do a 100-kilometre cycle in one session.
So on the first day of the challenge, I went into the challenge like, okay, I haven't done anything like this before. I'll aim for like 5K maybe. And then I managed to do 10 and I felt pretty proud of myself. And I had absolutely no clue about how good the cyclists are from Gordon's. And I went onto Strava and I saw that there were plenty of people who had done 30K rides and things like that. And then I was like, okay, maybe I might be a little outmatched. But I still felt proud. I went home and I told my mum. And then she told me that once when I was young, I went to New Zealand. I did a cycle tour and one day I did 99K. And then I put on a nice face. I said, that's good, that's good. And in my mind, I was thinking, okay, I really have got to be that.
And so you did.
Yeah.
I would argue that your mother maybe had a nicer route than your route around Surrey and West End, but you beat her on the kilometres. You did 100 and she only did 99. So that is fantastic. And talk us through that the 7 hours, 45 minutes on the bike. Did that go to plan?
Yeah, can I ask, surely it must have been getting dark?
Yeah, it got dark a bit too early. So I convinced my dad to get into the car and drive for a bit. And because my bike has no lights, so he drove in front of me and the lights lit up the part where I was cycling. So cars could see me. And he's been very helpful throughout the challenge. He's been driving me up to Valley End and I'll be cycling behind him. Sometimes he got on the bike as well.
So your dad was your light source. He followed you in the car, shining a light on you so everyone knew where you were.
Out of this, because obviously your route was fantastic, and actually you've been an inspiration to me, Arjun, as well. I know you wanted to beat me on my cycle as well, didn't you?
Yep.
I will be getting you back. But your inspiration, actually, for one of the Year 7 challenges next week in their PE lessons, is going to be create a map out of Strava. Try and make a picture. So we're cross-curricular with art to try and see someone make the best picture out of a route they're going to do. I mean, how many laps did you do for your 100K?
I think I did about 5 laps up and down to Valley End, and the rest were short little laps within the housing district of Rosewood Way. Often
that's a lot of Rosewood Way.
Yeah, very often.
What do you think the neighbours thought, Arjun, as you kept cycling past every 3 minutes?
I don't know what they thought, but every now and then some people whom I'd never met before in my life would say, "Hey, I've seen you cycling all over this place," or something like that. And then I'd say, "Oh, okay." And then they'd say, "Good job." And then I'd say, "Thank you." And then I'd cycle on thinking, "Wow."
Josh, quickly, imagine, have you got cycling shorts, padded shorts that you wear when you're on the bike?
Yeah, definitely. They're a lifesaver. I did have to invest in another pair over the holidays because I just needed to get some washed while I could carry on the bike as well. So,
and Mr. King, padded shorts when you cycle?
Always got padded shorts, and I think they're a lifesaver. But I think on Swift as well, Josh, I think you better say that you don't actually get any rest break at any lights or anything, do you? So
no.
They are, obviously, you are always pedaling, so they are a lifesaver, sir.
Arjun, padded shorts when you cycle?
I have absolutely no biking equipment, and I have a very old mountain bike. So,
if anything, that makes it even a better achievement. The fact that you don't have any cycling equipment and you're on a mountain bike on the road probably makes it even better achievement. So hats off to you.
I think he certainly fits in the hashtag #BeGreen, sir, the never give up, the perseverance. It's amazing, Arjun. But Arjun, is it something you want to carry on with now once you're fit again?
Probably. Although I think I'm gonna need to borrow a road bike from the school for the upcoming challenge, because the next challenge is all about speed.
Very true, it is. All that, the next challenge is how far can you go in 20 minutes? The next challenge, and that starts tomorrow morning. So have some practices, find a downhill section and give that a go for 20 minutes. Well done, guys, and thank you for being definitely some more well than other people. Within the school and staff and students. As Mr. King said, we're all about the hashtag Bleed Green. No excuses, never give up, and continuous improvement are three that definitely spring to mind with you guys. So thank you very, very much. We now move on to one of the better topics, is getting to know you guys a little bit more, and maybe us as well. I'm going to hand over to Mr. King now to get us through the next little part of the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to ask you 5 questions each, just one word answers, very AO1. Okay, just one word answers, come back. And exactly the first thing that springs to your mind. So it's just the either or game. All right, so we'll start with you, Deeks. Okay? Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Netflix or YouTube?
YouTube.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Yes.
Toast or cereal?
Cereal.
Do you rather call someone or text someone?
Text.
You clapped the Pepsi one, sir.
No, he said Coke. He said Coke, so I was pleased with that.
You love a Coke, sir.
Guilty pleasure, sir. It is. It's been naughty, but it's 1 a week.
All right, Cara, you ready? 5 for you. Books or movies?
Movies.
James Bond or Jason Bourne?
James Bond.
Ooh. Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
What do you prefer, a big party or a small gathering?
Big party.
Are you a jeans or a tracksuit bottoms person?
Tracksuit bottoms.
Papa John's or Domino's?
Domino's.
What are you having at Domino's?
Margarita. I like plain and simple.
What?
I know.
Margarita.
That's like your cheddar cheese biscuit, sir.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah, I can't say much. Yeah.
Okay, Ludlow. Chinese or Italian?
Chinese.
Would you rather money or fame?
Money.
Music or podcast when you exercise?
Music.
What?
Remember this podcast. Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Are you a flip-flops or trainers kind of guy?
Sliders.
And I think you've answered this one, but do you prefer morning or evening?
I'd probably say morning.
Morning, good. Arjun. 5 questions with Arjun. Winter or summer?
Winter, actually.
Are you a saver or a spender?
Save.
Do you like horror or comedy?
Comedy.
South Park or Simpsons?
Simpsons.
In cricket, do you prefer attacking or defending?
Oh, no. attacking.
Yeah, of course. And ribs or wings? Chicken ribs or chicken wings?
I'm a vegetarian. I'll just pick one, wings.
Vegetarian wings. Good, Arjun. Good. Right. Maybe this one would be better for Arjun. Fruit or vegetables?
Fruit.
There we go. Going on to Sam, last one. Bagel or muffins?
Muffins.
You prefer a card game or a board game?
Card game.
PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox.
Zoo or aquarium?
Zoo.
Do you prefer sweet potato fries or normal potato fries?
Sweet potato fries.
Thanks very much. Getting to know you, sir. There we go.
Cara, if you were a zoo animal, what would you be and why?
I would 100% be a monkey because I feel like they have the most amount of space and they get to have the most amount of fun, like swinging from trees.
I like that. Dix, what are you thinking? Zoo animal?
Bit controversial. I'd be a hippo. They're calm and relaxed on the surface, but they can be quick when they need to be.
Very, very good. Mr. King, you're one of your favourite places to zoo.
I was going to say hippo, actually. I said it was you, Dix, but my second one would probably be a bit of a bat, so, you know, come alive at night, that kind of person.
Arjun, what would you be?
I'd be a honey badger because they're the best at escaping zoos.
Is that a true fact?
Yeah, there have been multiple cases of badgers just escaping all the time.
That's a great fact, Arjun. I love that. Thank you very much. Ludlow, I'm going to come to you now. Different question, okay. Karaoke song. What are you singing?
Probably Country Roads.
Is it too much to ask for a couple of bars now, or is it not the right environment?
I'm not warmed up, so when I have to warm up.
Nice. Yeah. Sam, what about you? Karaoke song. Sam, technical. Oh, he's there.
I'll probably have to say I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas.
Nice. That's a tricky one to sing as well. It's not sort of like everyone can sing along, but I don't mind that. Josh, what are you going to light up the room with, a karaoke song?
A bit of Dave. I think Psycho by Dave is a good song to sing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never even heard of that song.
It's a bit of a rap song.
Is it? Are you any chance of spitting some lyrics? I think that's what they say.
Not off the top of my head.
Is that what they say, sir? Is that what they say?
Not quite, so you tend to say you spit bars, not lyrics.
Oh, no. Right, okay.
So you're not getting away with it, sir.
What's that?
Your karaoke song.
Karaoke song, probably anything would take that. Yeah, anything would take that, really. A Million Love Songs.
Oh. Can we hear some of it, sir?
Again, Sam, I think someone on here once said that, you know, I'm not warmed up and I'm going to play that card. But maybe see us out. I'll sing us out, maybe, or something like that. Arjun, what would you sing?
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Is that something you listen to when you're cycling?
I don't listen to anything when I'm cycling. Oh. Mostly when I'm cycling, I just think, don't fall off the bike.
Topic three, sport then. What sport's done for you so far? And just maybe any sort of transferable skills or how you think that sport has helped you or could help you. We'd be interested to hear any challenges that you're going to set yourself now, maybe over the next coming year, on the back of what you've achieved so far. So, Cara, if I just go over to you first.
Well, I've kind of grown up around sport, like even through primary school and then before primary school, joining different clubs. A lot of the times quite random. And I feel like just being grown up in that environment, I've kind of just lived with it and like it wouldn't be the same without it anymore.
Is your goal now to do a full marathon? Or I know you're a good swimmer as well, you know, triathlete. Have you thought about getting on the bike?
You know, I've thought about it. Whether I'll go through with it, I'm not sure yet.
No, no.
Well, I always used to hate when I was younger, people saying, you know, sports just for fun. And I was always like, well, why am I doing it then? But as I've got older, I've come to realise that, you know, it is just about enjoyment and, you know, doing things with others and having a team and that. And yeah, as much as I hate to say it, you know, sport is about, it's about the fun and enjoyment and you just see where it takes you.
Do you find it hard to, and that's something I do find difficult, just so let's say you have meet friends, just a game of rounders, do you find it hard not to sort of want win. To win or want to be competitive in that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I'd still have to end up winning the game and making sure we go out with a blast, because otherwise, you know, it wouldn't be me.
I know you, Ludlow, as well. Obviously, a member of your family did this amazing like triathlon around the whole of Britain, didn't they? And yeah. Is that something that you want to try and compete against?
Always shadowed, I am.
Yes.
Definitely want to beat him at some things, and I will try to do that, but, you know, time will come.
Sam, what about yourself? Another GCSE PE student. What are your thoughts on sport and how has it helped you?
So I've been with sport like, throughout my entire life. So my dad put me into football clubs from the age of three. But much for disappointment, I didn't enjoy football, so I started playing rugby. So since I was six, I've been playing rugby and going every Sunday. But I think the main reason I do play sport is it's like it's a very rare feeling you get that you can only get by playing sport. Like say if you win a big match, if you win a tournament, it's just that feeling you can only get by playing sport, not many other things. That's probably why I play it.
It's something that you can get either personally, individually, or as a team, that sense of achievement and overcoming something and being resilient within that.
Can I ask, you know, especially the main team players here, obviously, did you get as much out of your running and your cycling as you did for maybe a good 2 or 3 nil or 15-0 win?
I think it's different personally. I prefer team sports though, just because I feel like if you're not as motivated, you've got those people around you that will make you want to be motivated.
If you just go and do something out yourself, it really boosts your self-confidence much more because you've gone and done it by yourself. Like if you went and, you know, like Cara did, run a half marathon or something, but go alone, you find out a lot about yourself. So
Year 11, Ludlow, intrinsic motivation. We'll get there.
Josh, I can see behind you in your picture that obviously you've got some medals, some numbers there from race entries that you've done already. So what have you got a goal in mind? Have you got something you're trying to achieve?
So, I mean, yeah, the banners in the background are triathlon entries and like cycling entries. But I think my goal for the summer is just after the fitness I gained from the kilometre challenge, trying to keep it up, cycling every day, and hopefully I can enter some competitive Cat4 bike races in the summer if everything goes to plan. So that's my main aim.
Virtual races, are they races where you go to an area and cycle them and close the roads?
Yeah, no, so it's either track or road. I mean, I do virtual races online at the moment, but so the Cat4 races can either be on a track or closed roads or just open roads, depends.
And would you ever think consider joining a team?
So I've done a few track days at Gravesend Cycler Park, and that was in a team environment when you're doing chain gangs and all the team cycling. It was good fun. I might look to do it in the future, but at the moment, I don't think club cycling's what I'm interested in.
Arjun, obviously youngest member of the podcast today, taking some time away from the bike over half term. What's your plans with your sport and with your cycling and running?
Upcoming, I want to increase my speed in terms of cycling because, as I said before, the next challenge is all about speed and I want to be able to make a good distance in order to contribute against Royal Alexander and Albert. And after that, I want to get back in shape for cricket season, because I am very, very rusty.
Cricketers have to be fit as well, that, you know, we don't just turn up. We have to be fit, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We have had the sports hall completed, the sports hub, and obviously there's 4 indoor lanes there. The bowling machine has been out. We have been using it with some of the residential boarders in a safe environment, ready to be used in the coming weeks when we are allowed to by restrictions. Guys, thank you so, so much for joining us this evening or this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And I must go back to what I said earlier. You are definitions of old school bleed green, never giving up, no excuses and continuous improvement. And so thank you so much for the commitment you gave to the Kilometer Challenge. And bottom line, well done. You have all achieved something, if it's personal or if it's to do with the league, whatever motivated you. But well done and thank you so, so much for that.
Okay, well done, everyone. Really good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good.
Put your head against my life. What do you hear? A million words just trying to make the love song of the year. Close your eyes, but don't forget what you have heard. Man who's trying to say 3 words, the words that make me scared. Million love songs later, here I am trying to tell you that I care. Million love songs later, here I am. Here I am, million. songs and later.